Many people wait until the April deadline to file their tax returns electronically. In an increasing number of instances, they're discovering they're unable to submit their return because a scammer has already filed in their name in hopes of collecting their refund. Tax Commissioner Mary Peterson says for the most recent tax year, the state has identified 300 such tax returns.
We're probably running double what we saw last year, so we just know that it's a growing problem.
Peterson says in recent years, her department has been using software designed to flag suspicious refunds.
The volume's going up, but we never would have been able to keep up with it without some of these modern tools to spot it. But we figure that we're almost up to 500,000 in refunds that we've stopped.
Peterson says there's no way of knowing how many fraudulent returns are not flagged and how much refund money the state inadvertently sends to people posing as taxpayers. She says electronic filing has made it easier to submit false returns. This year, it appears doctors and other medical professionals are being singled out by scammers. According to Fletcher Allen Healthcare in Burlington, 44 employees have been victims of the tax fraud scheme. Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in Hanover says 50 of their staff were targeted. Last week, the Vermont Medical Society sent a letter to members alerting them to the problem. The group has heard from an additional 18 doctors who've been defrauded, and Madeline Mongan with the Society says the number is growing daily.
The people who've reported in Vermont have been from all types of practices, so there doesn't seem to be a common thread.
Medical professionals in other states are also being targeted. It's not clear where scammers are getting the information they need to file the false returns. Taxpayers who are victims of the fraud scheme are still entitled to any refund they're owed if they file the necessary paperwork. Those who believe they've been targeted should contact the IRS and the Vermont Tax Department. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.